Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now, that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business. Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS. What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. Find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all. Or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Ain't that the truth? Sometimes it's an affirmation, sometimes it's a prayer. Now we have an opportunity to embrace those words, to experience and understand that we are free, that we are whole, that we are the delight of God. We are the joy we seek. We are the light we're looking for. And it happens the sooner we can let go. Let go. Let God. Let go. Let life.
you do. Let it go. We'll be back.
Thank you.
Are you willing? Are you ready to let it go? Don't you know God is here? Don't you know love is here? Don't you know life is here to carry you, to support you, to guide you? Yes, 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 I know. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's challenging. Sometimes it's painful. Sometimes you are just pissed. But you know, there's got to come a time when you say, you know what, I am not carrying this anymore. This is too heavy. This is too much. And I am ready to let it go. I'm ready to free myself. I'm ready to fly. I'm ready to experience myself as who I really am. I'm ready to know love. I'm ready to know joy, to know peace, to connect with life, to feel connected, to feel loved, to feel supported, to feel like I'm part of something grand. The time is now. How do I know? You're listening to this show. Okay, there's one person to that. I've done all the forgiveness. I just come here to support my friend. Okay, cool. All right. Don't take any of my words for it. Don't take anything I say to be the truth. All of you. I just want to activate the truth within you. And if you don't agree with what I say, let it go. If you agree with what I say, let it go. Hold on to nothing. Then you get to be free. Cynthia James, let it go. The journey of life. Our wonderful parents give birth to us, and we pile stuff, belief system, that we need this to survive, like put it in our tool belt, or tool kit, like somebody would say. Tool belt. Put it in there. Just put it in and put it here. Oh, no, I said tool bag. That's what I said. Okay, inside joke. And then after a while, you can just start to realize there's more to life, that somehow you're not in alignment with your own pace, with your own life. That something is missing, that you feel like you're not in the flow, and then you realize you got to take some stuff out of your tool belt, your toolkit, your tool bag, whatever you call it. You just start taking stuff out. It's like, well, but my mother said, no, you got to let it go. But they did this, you got to let it go. But if I let it go, am I saying that right? No, you got to let it go. Why? Because it's time for you to fly. Ah, don't you love life? We are playing a universal hide and seek. That's what it is. You came here to hide from yourself, and the journey is to help you find yourself. You weren't really lost, but you know, it won't be fun if you didn't think you were lost. So now when you find yourself and you're, oh my God, I feel so free, then you can't wait to tell others about it. And I don't care how you get there. It doesn't matter what name you call it, what religious path, spiritual path, just get there. I don't care if you get there on a boat walk, just get to yourself because you need you. Thank you, Cynthia, for that. To find out more about Cynthia James, go to her website, cynthiajames.net. cynthiajames.net. And you're now tuned in to LifeConversationsRadio.com. Welcome. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to yourself first and then tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins because change is inspired. And when that change is inspired in you and you catch that inspiration, the breath of God rises up from a deep place in you, you can't help but make a difference. But just the mere fact that you have an aha moment, you're already causing a shift in the planet. So wherever you are right now, you are making a difference, even if you think you're taking up space. Sometimes we need people to take up space. It's all about contrast. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on this wonderful platform, a platform of healing, of clarity, of joy, of laughter, LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am is your host, a.k.a. Life Coach Ade. So, you know, I am is in the house, and so are you. We welcome all our listeners, those of you listening online, those of you listening on the phone lines, those of you listening on the archive, thank you all for listening. We appreciate you. And we welcome our Within Radio listeners. Welcome home. Welcome to yourself. It's time to set yourself free. The month, the theme for the month is spiritual awakening. And we're supporting you to recognize who and what you are. That you get to reveal and represent God on earth. Represent the light that you are in the darkest place. And so today's conversation is forgiveness. With my dear friend from way back when, ministerial school, we'll go way back. I just love how life just plays itself out. Violet Light Williams, you'll be joining us real soon. And let's just keep it moving. What else do I want to say? Nothing at the moment other than, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, we welcome everybody. Non-physical beings and physical beings, help me welcome the lady with the voice.
Hey, Celeste.
Hello, Life Coach today. How are you doing today? You sound as yummy as ever. Hey,
well,
guess what?
I've been eating God's soul food, so I'm just letting that yumminess just ooze out of me in the most divine way.
Well done. Well, you know, you must be really psychic because there's some news about Cynthia James. I know it's Good News Wednesday. I have to start a little early, but you just played her song. And there is the sweetest little note about her from her husband, Carl, who is here on the show. You want to hear it real quick before I start with the announcements?
You know I love sweet love stories. Come on now.
Well, Carl posted on Facebook, Carl Studna, amazing photographer. Today marks the 18th anniversary of when my inspiring wife, Cynthia James, and I got together for our first date. It continues to be a most expansive and blessed-filled ride, and I am eternally grateful. Oh,
isn't that lovely?
Yes, and you played her song, so I just wanted to send them some love as well.
Yes, indeed. We are celebrating Carl and Cynthia, who's due back soon because we need a dose of. Carl is coming back next month, is it? Is it next month? I think so. I don't know.
Yes.
Tell me.
Yes.
Okay, good.
I believe it's next month. Yes. And definitely we need a visitation from Cynthia as well. So not at the same time, maybe down the line. But anyway, are you ready for your announcements?
Let's do it.
All right. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Nutty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, from 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today and our very special guest, Violet, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure that you press 1 on a keypad. Now, if you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do Facebook or you can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Good News Wednesday and your spiritual weather report on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Also, you can email Life Coach Today any time of the day, and he will answer your questions on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. You can also email Life Coach Today if you have a topic you would like for him to cover for an upcoming show. What has you curious? Let's get Life Coach Day's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of March is Spiritual Awakening, and we have wonderful guests coming up that will help shift you one conversation at a time. Next week, we have Margot DeLotte Bennett, social worker with the heart, joining us, and Francesca James, author and spiritual teacher, who will be working with us about resurrecting the muse. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassa Safira for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Be sure to join me as well for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we go more in-depth with numerology, medicine cards, and tarot to help you make inspired moves in your life. Also, the Ask Life Coach Day radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. No amount is too small, and we thank you for being a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
You, here I am, lady with a voice. Thank you, Celeste.
My pleasure. Thank you.
The lady with so many nicknames, the lady with a voice, the spider woman, whatever. There's some other nicknames, you know. But I won't put you on blast like that. I heard you say, don't you dare.
Oh, I'm not afraid of all my names. They're all a reflection of who I am.
You tried to tell me you set yourself free. You ain't attached to nothing.
Well, working on it.
I know that's right.
Hold on to that, okay?
Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you.
Life
is good. It's getting better. And we are all here to be the change we want to see. And today we are talking about forgiveness. Did you know that life is forgiven? You gotta give a little something to life so you can know what life has for you. If you're holding on and you're backed up, life says, well, I want to give you something. But you're all backed up. Are you ready to let it go? Are you ready to surrender? You know, sometimes some of these stories, we don't even know we're holding on to it until somebody show up in our life or an experience happens and we're just triggered. Sometimes we judge ourselves for being triggered. Sometimes we say we should have let that go yet. But, you know, forgiveness is an ongoing journey. It's ongoing. But the truth is, you must be willing to do the work. You must be willing to do the work. And this is what today's conversation is about. It's about supporting you, supporting ourselves, because I tell you, this is my daily therapy. You know, your gift will set you free. Your gift will make a way. And this is my daily therapy. So today, we're supporting each other to let go of being right and choose to be free. Now, if you want to be right, so be it. And the intellectual ones say, can I be right and free? Well, maybe. Good luck with that. Depends on what you're... You know, you can be righteously free if you really want to be smart. But if you're trying to be right and you're making somebody else wrong, guess what? You are attached to them like an umbilical cord. So wherever they go, they drag you. Wherever you go, you drag them. So today we're going to be talking about or sharing with you tools and just having you connect with yourself and learn places in your beingness where you need to let go. To let go of the venom. To let go of the stories that are holding you back. To think of your ex and just like say to yourself, oh my God, I so love him. I'm so grateful for who he is. Oh my God, she blessed me. Because of her, I am a better man or a better woman. Oh, I am so grateful for my neighbor, because if it wasn't for them, I would not be living in this beautiful house. Yes, it sounds woo-woo. It sounds like, yeah. But you know what? All the stuff you're going through is supporting you to move through your shift. And it's almost time to bring on my sister. And let's see. We're going to take a quick break. And then we'll come back and bring on Violet Light Williams as we talk and share about forgiveness. And remind you that life is forgiven. You don't have to do anything. You just got to let it all go. Okay, you gotta do something to get something. But you know, when you let it all go, oh, you don't need to be dead to live your best life. It would just happen.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email LifeCoachToday at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com. Or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Yes, we do. And we're supporting you. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. If you want to jump into the healing circle, if you want my dear friend Violet Light Williams and I and everybody else listening to just enfold you and support you in your transformation. That's the number, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad, or maybe you want to step away from the computer and you want to listen to this conversation because you know I got to listen. Oh, my God, but I got to go. Well, you can listen on your phone, too, 347-426-3346. If you can't call in, don't want to call in, don't want us to hear your voice because you know we know you, but you want to use a different name, go on Facebook. We'll still figure it out. Post your question on the Ask Life Coach at a Like page or the Life Conversations Radio fan page, Like page. I still stuck with the fan. I got to let it go, call it Like page. It's a Like page now. I'm still stuck in I don't know how long. Yes, you can post your questions on there. As Celeste reminded you, please post a new post. Don't post under something. And post your questions there, and we'll be happy to get to it. Maybe you're blocked, you're stuck somewhere. We'll be happy to support you. Or you can send an email to ask, at lifecoachade.com. You have to think about it because it's got 1,000 emails. Ask at lifecoachade.com. It's time to bring on my sister. Let me read a little bit about her. Where we are. This doesn't cover who she is, but you get to get a taste of her, and then you get to experience her in a workshop coming up on Saturday. Violet Light Williams is an international speaker, author, and workshop facilitator. Violet holds a Master's of Arts degree in Adult Education and Training, and a Bachelor's of Science degree in Business Operations Management. She also completed 3 years of ministerial training and was ordained in 1998. She's currently in the completion stages of 2 books, Empowering Prayers and Affirmation for Women and The Freedom of Forgiveness. There's a lot more about her. Make sure you check out her website address. Check it out. Check out her website. The website address is Violet Light Williams. Real simple. Violet, V-I-O-L-E-T-T-E, Light, L-Y-T-E, Williams.com. Violet Light Williams. .com, and she'll be telling you more about the workshop she's doing. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, newcomers and old-timers, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my friend from way back when, my sister, myself, Violet Light Williams. Woohoo! Excitement! We're going to free ourselves. Oh, you got some rowdy friends, Violet. Calm down. We got a show to do. All right, we know she travels around the world. Come on now. How are you, my friend?
I am fantastic. Good afternoon, my wonderful spiritual brother. It is so wonderful to be sharing this experience with you today.
I just, you know, I just had images and something just flashed in my mind. I remember you and I and some other people when we were in ministerial class and we used to talk about the frustrated teacher syndrome. You remember that?
You know, I do.
When we used to try to take over from the teacher, teaching the class, and the teacher would just listen. So yeah, that's the frustrated teacher syndrome. And now here we are.
Yeah, well, we know that work must come forth, you know. When it's in you, it just must come forth. And I think that's what was going on at that time. It was just really trying to come out.
Just didn't have a strong enough container. They were just pouring all over the place. Okay, we get it. Let them teach. Let the teacher teach. Oh, boy, life is good. So, I just read a little bit about you. There's a lot more information in your website. But I really want to ask you from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is Violet Light Williams?
Well, you know, the best definition that I can give is that I am a spiritual being having a human experience, as we all are, because we know spirit is first and mind follows, then body belongs. So if we understand that, then we really don't have any worries, any concerns whatsoever in any area of our life and affairs. So, you know, when we talk about the physical violence, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, I'm a writer, I'm a teacher, I'm a speaker, I'm a minister, I'm a workshop facilitator, I am a person who loves life. But the first definition is I am a spiritual being here to express God in all of its glory.
I know that's right. And that comes in many shapes and forms, and you know, you get bumped and bruised and blessed and treed, and then we go back. And as you know, as I said earlier, you're doing a workshop on forgiveness, and we'll talk, you know, we'll give people details about that. But today we want to focus on forgiveness. And our theme for the month is spiritual awakening. And I personally think, you know, the path to spiritual awakening is paved with opportunities to forgive, to opportunities to let go of. And sometimes people struggle with forgiveness, with what it means and what they think they're communicating to whatever happened to them. I want to ask you, how do you, or what is forgiveness?
Well, you know, before I answer that question, I just want to talk about my own personal experience that actually led me to truly understand the power of forgiveness. Was we talked about, you know, the travels and the bachelor's degree and the master's degree and going to ministerial school and all of that. But prior to all of those achievements, I was like a physically and sexually abused child. And I grew up very shy. I suffered low self-esteem. And as a result of that, I became a high school dropout. I was a teenage parent. I experienced several unfulfilling relationships. And in my mid-20s, as a young single parent living in poverty and always feeling unhappy, I was truly sick and tired of being sick and tired. And so through a local community center, I was introduced to the concept that if you change your thinking, you can change your life. And that concept resonated with my spirit so much that I set out to create the life and lifestyle that I really desired to live. And we know, you and I, that it's a constant journey, that we have to frequently forge a new journey to remind ourselves to stay grounded in that truth. But for me, the turning point, the transformation in my life came when I learned to forgive, because I was holding on to a lot of anger and pain and frustration about all of the things that had happened to me in my childhood, about some of the things that was continuing to happen to me in my young adulthood. And one of the things that really I had to let go of was anger that I had toward my own mother. And, you know, I had to release and let go because I felt like she didn't protect me, or I felt like she didn't love me the way that I needed to be loved. And, of course, I've come to understand so much more about that now. I do understand that people do the best that they can with the information that they have at the time. I understand that they can only love you according to the way that they have been loved, that they can only support you in the way that they have been supported. So I had to release and let go of all of that anger and pain in order for me to make a major transformation in my own life. You know, if you don't forgive, it impacts you physically, emotionally. It impacts you on so many different levels. It can impact you financially. It can impact your health. So forgiveness truly is the key to freedom. It gave me the freedom to travel the world, to experience life in joy and peace and harmony.
Indeed. Now let's get a little bit personal, because I think, you know, just the way where our makeup somehow, I don't understand. I guess that it's the fact that we can create. So we create stories and we compare, we judge, we say, well, my pain was worse than your pain. Okay. And that time we look at other people's pain and we say, well, you know, I had some hellish experience, but you know, mine is nothing compared to that. But when you talked about your experience with your mother, paint a picture. What was it like? What kind of relationship did you have with your mother when you were frustrated, angry at her for not protecting you? How was that showing up? And then the process of forgiving yourself and her to flip the coin, if you will.
Yes, that is definitely a very valid point. My mother and I originally had a relationship that was very strained. As a matter of fact, everything that she said to me when I was a young adult would actually make me very angry. Because, again, those old feelings tend to stay with you. If you are hurt and angry and feeling pain, then every time someone says something to you, it might trigger the old pain and the old hurt if you have not healed it, if you have not released it. And so I really always felt as if my mother was not there for me, that she didn't love me. But I know today that my mother is one of my greatest teachers. She is a beautiful, kind, and loving spirit, and she did the best she could with what she knew how to do. And she actually was very loving based on how she knew how to be loving. But, you know, of course, you know, we have to understand that when we are holding on to negative experiences, it burdens the spirit in the sense that we are feeling as if the whole world is against us. And that's really how it showed up in my experience. I used to walk around with a huge chip on my shoulder, feeling like everybody in the world was against me. My self-esteem was so low, I wanted to feel invisible. And when I forgave my mother, that was really the major, because my mother wasn't the perpetrator. I was sexually abused by someone in her experience, but I was more angry with my mother than I was the perpetrator. And so I actually had to release and forgive her and also forgive the perpetrator. And, you know, when you're a child, I was 12 years old. So when you're a child and you are experiencing negativity like physical and sexual abuse, and you're feeling as if nobody loves you and nobody cares about you, you're feeling like you don't even know if you will make it in the world, then it's very difficult to understand why you are going through all of those experiences. But one of the greatest revelations that I had as I started doing my spiritual work, I went to a conference, a workshop that was being conducted by Les Brown. This was quite a few years ago, probably in 1990, and he took us through these different processes where we had to go within and reflect. And at the end of the last process, we had to ask the question, why, what am I here for, what is my purpose, what am I here to do? And this conference was held in Freeport, Bahamas, and I remember 6 o'clock in the morning sitting out on the rocks with my notebook, and I had just come out of a meditation, and the tears were streaming down my eyes, and I asked, God, why? Why did I experience so much hurt and pain and frustration in my life? Why did I have to go through this? And the answer came clear as day. It was because of your work. It is about the work that you are to do here in the universe. You are a speaker, a teacher, a person who will empower women and teens to live a better quality of life. And you need to know how to understand the experiences that they have went through. You need to know how to understand exactly what they're feeling so you can help them to heal. And I tell you, that freed me to a point where I knew and understand that I was not a victim, that the experiences that I had were for my personal growth and development, as all of our experiences are. We are here to grow and learn. And you and I know that this life is all about evolvement so that we can take the planet to a higher vibration. It is about expanding our consciousness. And so that was a shift in my consciousness to know that, I was not poor me, poor victim, poor Violet who had been beaten or who had been physically or sexually abused or who had been verbally abused all her life. Oh, no, I was the powerful spiritual teacher who had these experiences so that I could help other people evolve.
You know, I get it. I really do. And that idea of, you know, there's something about life that is kind of oxymoronic, if you will, or paradoxical, because it's like, you know, somebody who is in pain or struggling with their story, struggling with what they went through, can say, well, can I still teach my lesson? Can I still be a teacher or author without having to go through the pain? But something about life where, you know, really, you can't really teach what you don't know. You know, you can have the book knowledge, but when you really know, when you have the experience, there's something about having an experience of something. And sometimes we don't, I believe we don't always have to go through it, but if you have an inner experience of something or someone, it gives you, it rearranges your energy, because everything is energy, and you get to be tuned a certain way by the universe, you know, like a musical instrument. I believe the universe, God, spirit, whatever name you want to call it, has a way of tuning us. And your experience, part of it was the physical and sexual abuse, where your greatness was being tuned. Now, while it was being tuned, it wasn't the best experience. It wasn't a pleasant experience. But you were willing to do the work. Like you said earlier, you were sick and tired of being sick and tired. And then you went to, I'm sure there's other things that happened, but you got to a place where you had to surrender to your soul and say, why did I go through this? And I think sometimes we are afraid of asking the questions because we think we can't deal with the answer. Because especially, I mean, it seems to me that when I listen to you, you were ready to let all that stuff go. You know, you're ready to move from the crap to the shift. So you can experience it, right?
Absolutely. One of the ways that I began to love myself was to begin to take responsibility for my life. Because, mm-hmm. you know, forgiveness is a choice. And when we're refusing to forgive, it means that we're actually making other people responsible for creating the life that we truly want to live. And refusing to forgive continuously draws negative energy into our experience. So, yes, I totally agree. I was absolutely ready to release and let go and step into being the person that God put me on the earth to be.
Electra in the chat room said her experiences were for her life work. Baby, I'm going to do how she does baby, because I know Electra. She said, baby, you better teach. I want to broadcast an interview of World Intercom. Right now, I wish I had that kind of authority. Just until 2 p.m. She said, you better preach. I know that is true. Now, here's a thing that sometimes people challenge. There's a challenge. People have challenged with when we talk about forgiveness. I believe it's an ongoing process. But people would normally ask, well, how do I know I've forgiven? That's the first part of the question. So I'll let you answer that. How do we know we're forgiven someone?
Well, one way that you will know that you have forgiven is it depends on the energy that comes up within your spirit when you are thinking about the situation or the person. And you see how today we are actually discussing, you know, my past life experiences. We're discussing them without me feeling any pain or without me being emotional or having any tears about that situation, because I've healed it. And, you know, if you are still emotionally hurting, you will not be able to discuss the situation calmly and peacefully. And there are three other ways that you can know for sure that you have forgiven, which we will discuss in the workshop on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. What about this idea of, okay, I want to be free. I'm sick and tired. Excuse me. I just got to have to tell like it is. I want to move from this shit, and I want to experience my shift. Okay? It's just too much. I hear about this forgiveness. I want to do it. But damn it, I don't want to even give the impression that what they did to me was right. So that's where I'm stuck. I feel like if I forgive, then I'm saying what was done to me was right and the person, and I'm wrong. What would you say to that?
Yeah, absolutely. Many people move into that space where they feel like if they forgive someone else that they are condoning the behavior, and that is definitely not what we're doing or talking about. Forgiveness is for you personally. If you're refusing to forgive, it's negatively impacting you in a way that, you know, if you are feeling lonely, desperate, or confused, you need to forgive. If you're feeling stuck in a relationship or a job that's not working, you need to forgive. If you're experiencing poor health, you need to forgive. If your finances are not working, you need to forgive. You know, many people go through experiences in their life where they may have a parent, a sister, a brother, a teacher, just someone that they've encountered, and it usually happens in childhood, who have been telling them things like, you know, you're nothing or you'll never be anything. I was speaking to a colleague just last week who was sharing a story with me about how one of her relatives would always tell her that you will never be nothing and reinforce that daily. And that she would come home from school with straight A's on her report card, and the relative would say, I don't care anything about those A's. You'll never be nothing. You know, wow. And so it's showing up in her experience with her employer because in her consciousness, she has not done the work to forgive and release that experience with her relative. And so that's what happens to us if we refuse to forgive. We keep drawing that experience to us through other people so that we can let it go. So we have to understand that it's really not about blessing or condoning the other person to say what they did to me is okay. It's about taking your power back to say that, you know what, I'm going to let this energy go. I'm going to stop this energy from moving in and through my life, and I'm going to create the life that I truly desire to live by taking complete responsibility for my own life. So, again, on Saturday, I will be taking the participants through different forgiveness exercises and explaining that process more in depth as to how we can really let it go regardless of what the experience was or regardless of who the person was. But the key to remember is that it's really not about them. It's more so about you.
Mm-hmm. Better say that again. True forgiveness is self-forgiveness. And I like how you shared the experience with the person you work with at work because, you know, there are people who say, what do you mean if I'm having issues at work, I got to forgive? What's forgiveness got to do with my job? I hate my job. They don't pay me well. But we sometimes put things in different segments and say, okay, work is here, relationship is here, money is here. But you are the common denominator. And our energy, who we're being in that moment, it affects everything else. It influences everything we do. And I want to talk about teenagers, especially, you know, because you work with teen girls. How do you support teenage girls who had maybe parents who were addicted to drugs, alcohol, maybe even sexually abused? How do you support them to start to catch that lesson? Because sometimes there is a tendency to think young people don't have the wherewithal, so to speak, to understand the lessons of life. How do you support them in understanding who they are?
Well, that's a very interesting question because I understand and respect that teenagers have the same capacity to learn and understand as adults do. And what I have found is that many teenagers have the same experiences and feelings going on as the grown women that I work with. You know, I've worked with people from the age range of 12 all the way into their 80s and 90s. And you may have a woman who is in her 60s who's still holding on to something that happened to her when she was 5 years old. So the same thing with teenagers. If they're holding on to an experience that happened to them or that is happening to them from their mother, their father, or another relative or a teacher, it's still the same premise. Teaching them to understand that as long as you're holding on to that anger, that frustration, those negative feelings, then you are burdening your own spirit. And if you are having an investment in hate, then it's not healing. So you want to heal your life. You want to take control of your life. You want to take responsibility for your life. So you have to release whatever negativity you are feeling and let it go. Now, if it's a teenager in an abusive situation, well, of course, we're going to do the work to get them the help, to support them, to remove themselves from that particular situation. But if they are just holding on to something that has been said to them or done to them, we also want to support them in just releasing and letting go of the thought process, because that's what we have to understand, is that if we're refusing to forgive, it's simply the thoughts that we're thinking. And if we're carrying around negative thoughts, then we are also going to continue to speak negative words and harbor negative feelings. And that helps us to continue to draw negative energy into our life. So when we don't want that, we have to take responsibility. So when I'm working with teens, we do skits, we do games, and we also do exercises to help them to release and let it go.
Let's just all breathe all this wisdom and inspiration that is flowing. Let's just breathe it in. And if you're just joining us, well, first of all, if you're just joining us, where you been? Why are you late? Nah, you're right. I'm just tripping. You handle your business. If you're just joining us, my guest, my friend, is Violet Light Williams. She's a speaker, author, workshop facilitator. She got a workshop coming up on Saturday, and we'll talk more about that on the other side of the hours. And how you can sign up in Atlanta. And if you're not in Atlanta, don't just go to Southwest AirTran and book your flight right now, because your life depends on it. That job you can't stand, you need to forgive. And that husband or wife that gets on your nerves, you need to forgive. If you have any questions or comments, the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad, and I will be happy to get to you. If you can't call in, don't want to call in, too shy, or just don't say it, Ade. Okay, I won't. If you don't want to call in, go to the Ask Life Coach Ade Life page or the Life Conversations Radio Life page. Post your question there, and we'll be happy to get to it. Or you can send an email, ask@lifecoachade.com. I think that's right. Yeah, ask@lifecoachade.com. Oh, boy, I cracked my own self up. Before we take a break, Valerie, I want to ask you this question, and because you've said it many times, and we throw it around in the New Thought community, in the spiritual community, metaphysical community, New Age, whatever you want to call it, and it's this thing about changing our thinking. There are some people who feel like, I can't change my thoughts. When this person who harmed me, I've done the forgiveness, but when this person that harmed me, that abused me, show up, I just start thinking, what a horrible, mean person they are. How do we go about changing our thoughts?
Well, you know, one of the things, if the person shows up and you're still having mean thoughts, or if you're still having negative thoughts, then you haven't really truly forgiven that person. And another thing that we want to understand is, just because we forgive and let go, the person does not have to remain in our life experience. We don't have to be friends with them. We don't have to walk down the street holding hands and deciding, like, okay, I can let you in my life, because this may not be a person that you want in your daily life experience. However, you still don't want to harbor the thoughts and feelings. And one of the ways to change your thoughts and change your feelings is to make sure that you're changing your thoughts and feelings by putting in positive ones. You release the old ones and you let go, and you bring in some new ones. So if you're having a thought about, I can't stand Sally down the street, you may want to change that thought to, I send Sally down the street blessings, peace, and love. You send peace and love and energy out into the universe about every negative situation in your life. And one of the biggest keys to forgiveness, start with yourself first. Do a personal inventory of anything that you have been through in your life that you don't feel good about, and just release it. Stop being hard on yourself. If you did something that you don't feel proud of, then you have to remember that you did the best you could with what you knew how to do at the time. So just choose to completely let it go by thinking a new thought about yourself.
I know that's right. Yes, 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 Violet, we're going to take a break. We're actually going to take a break, come back and do Good News Wednesday, and then what else are we doing? We're doing the weather. So we do Good News Wednesday and the weather, and then we'll come back and talk about the workshop, how people can sign up and join you this upcoming Saturday, and anything else that's inspired. So stand by. If you, this is your moment to go drink some water, do anything else you want to do.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Crazy Life Coach at A. Yes, I am crazy because I think outside the box, and sometimes I say the things you're thinking but you don't want to say because I'm bolded off like that. It's called holy boldness. 347-426-3346 is the number. We are taking a break. We'll be back with Good News Wednesday, and then we'll do the weather, and then we'll come back with Violet Light Williams to give you some light wisdom. I couldn't resist. I couldn't resist. But check out her website. It's violetlightwilliams.com. That's violetlightwilliams.com. You can see her beautiful face and say, yes, I am the one on the radio talking. Now, are you going to sign up or not? And there's some more information about it. Let's take a break before I express myself some more. Well, I'm free to express myself. What you going to do? We want you to express you. This is the House of Love, and we are here to support you on your transformational journey. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up. Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get on the school bus.
To turn on my computer.
Message. A walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Ooh.
The love that you say you desire, that you wish your parents gave you, well, forgiveness is about that. Loving you now and releasing the story, setting yourself free. State of Man. To find out more about them, you can go to stateofmanmusic.com. Stateofmanmusic.com, the home of State of Man. And my brother, John Stringer. And now, it's time to bring on my sister, the lady with the voice, Celeste Morgan, for Good News Wednesday. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Retro. Today you're doing much better doing my voice. What a powerful...
I know. When I don't try, it just comes up naturally. So, what's going on in your world?
Funny doing that?
I feel very funny, actually. I'm like, boy, you better stop. I'm hearing voices in my head, but I forgive myself.
Right. We don't, you know what? We have a beautiful guest in the house, a sister, friend.
Yeah, let me behave. I got my sister. We haven't talked in a while. We talked yesterday, but, you know, I want to show her my good side. But if I show any side, she can forgive me, right? What you, Violet?
Indeed.
You forgive me, right, if
of
I show my other side.
Of course I will.
Thank you very much.
Well, I would like to thank Violet because I'm already, besides what she's sharing in this moment, she wrote something on her wall that the major work of forgiveness is done in your own heart. And I needed to hear those words. And the way that you, Violet, are sharing your personal story makes it so real. And you almost inspire people to be like, you know what, I want to get to a place where I can share my story from that place of strength and that place of power. So I thank you for how you're showing up. And I know it's the forgiveness show today, but what a beautiful gift you are for Women's History Month. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
Great. And before I forget this part, too, John Stringer has a birthday coming up, and we won't be on the air. And you just played I Have Forgiven. So I just wanted to make sure we wished our brother a happy birthday as well.
So yes,
I'm ready for some good news.
And that's March 15th, John Stringer.
Yes.
Facebook will tell you. And so if you don't remember, you know, most of you know John Stringer. And if you're not, find it, John Stringer. He's a wonderful singer. All right, you ready for some good news?
I am. This good news is going to be challenging, though. Just have
oh, really?
Fun. Yes.
Oh, you're going to give us the good news that's challenging? Okay, now, go ahead.
Absolutely.
All right, hold on. Let me get some sage. Let me get some sage and burn some sage because, you know, we want to keep it light. But go ahead. I haven't read it yet.
Violet has already been our example. But I'm just letting people know that this is still good news. But when you hear the story, it will challenge you and stretch you, which is why I chose it. So welcome to Good News. Mute your mic.
Okay, I'm out.
Gotta be serious over here. Doing the news. Welcome to Good News Wednesday on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. We are clear that what we focus on expands. And if we want to be the change we want to see, then it's time to focus on news that makes us smile instead of cringe. Every Wednesday, we'll be bringing you good news that you might not have caught while you were channel surfing. Well, we are focusing on a new stream of love and light, starting now. 21 years ago, Lynette Grace was attacked by her friend's son, Johnny. In the same attack, Johnny killed his own mother. 20 years later, Lynette has met and formed a close bond with him. When Lynette's mother died suddenly, she flew into town to attend her funeral and stayed the night with a friend from her old church who had been like a mother to her. Around 6 a.m., Lynette was woken by an argument her friend was having with her 16-year-old son, Johnny. She found her friend covered in blood, lying face down, and when she asked what happened, he replied that he didn't know and turned, attacking her with the very knife. 20 years later, in 2010, Lynette discovered that Johnny was going to be paroled. For years, she wanted to talk to him about why he stabbed his mother that day and why, without provocation, he stabbed her. She needed to talk to him before he left prison. So she wrote a letter asking if she could visit him, and he agreed. It had been 2 decades since she'd seen him. The round-faced, chubby little 16-year-old teenager had grown into a tall, slender, well-groomed man who had obtained facial hair along the way. What was she going to say to him after all these years? She sat down across from him with a little square wooden table separating them and extended her hand. "Hi, do you remember me?" she asked. He said, "Yes, you still look the same," and started telling her about prison life. He answered all her questions. In visiting and talking to Johnny, Lynette discovered he wasn't the monster she thought he was going to be. He cried more than she did and asked for her forgiveness. She replied, "I didn't hesitate to forgive him. But why did I forgive him? Simply because he asked for my forgiveness." Johnny said that Lynette's visiting him had caused him finally to be able to forgive himself and to heal as well. Ever since then, she has made it her purpose for working with the Forgiveness Project. Her purpose was surviving the attack. Her mission now is to work with Johnny to offer a story of healing, forgiveness, and restoration in the hope of inspiring others. To find out more about this phenomenal woman and this story, you can contact Lynette directly at doorkeeper90@gmail.com. I found this moving story at theforgivenessproject.com. If you happen to hear of more good news like this one, inbox me on Facebook or email me at CelesteMorgan@hotmail.com. You can also reach me on Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan like page. Now, be sure to pass this good news on and be somebody's good news today.
I have not much added to say to that, other than when we forgive ourselves, we set other people free. And just as important, set ourselves free. Now, that's a story. Yes, truth ain't nothing until it becomes a way of life. And as you just shared, Celeste and Sherry and Violet's post, when she said the major work of forgiveness is done in your heart. It's done in the heart. It's not a heady stuff. Yeah, chew on that. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that heavy, real-life experience, because it's real. It's real.
Yes.
All right. So we're ready for everybody's all heavy. Let's all breathe in and breathe out. That's the work. That's why sometimes we run from these. Sometimes spiritual growth is messy. It's heavy. Yes, it's painful. And we must be willing to go in the muck and find the truth, find the love, find the message, and set ourselves free. All right, it's time for weather.
Yes, now it's time for your spiritual weather report. I come there in a number gift. And trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 13. Reduce one more time and you find the 4. 4 is the emperor, the boss, and it's astrologically connected to the sign of Aries. But we are going to stay with the lucky number 13 today. 13 shows up as the coyote in the medicine cards. the trickster comes to get you to loosen up, or you get tripped up by your own seriousness and miss an opportunity to grow, even if it means laughing at your own expense. 13 also shows up as the inquirer in Black Angel cards, and her energy is all about discovery and openness on the waking path, or closure on the sleeping path. We want to open the doors for more creation, allowing our questions to come from a place of childlike wonder and a sense of adventure. The 13th letter of the alphabet is M, and words like magic, manifestation, and mystery connect us to the divine power of the number 13. Now, 13 also shows up as the death card in tarot, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. The death card is astrologically related to the sign of Scorpio. We let go of old stories of fear today, and especially about our feelings about death. Death in tarot is not about physical death. It is about the natural cycle of changes and transformation. Birth, death, and rebirth occur in our seasons, and we are a reflection of this dance as we live our lives. We shed and grow and move on, or stay stuck with stagnation and rigidity. Unforgiveness leaves us all in a painful prison by not allowing us to be fluid, and represents a certain type of death. For when we can't let go, we experience a disconnect from the flow. We have to let go of the old to receive the new. Change is a good thing, and it's time to free some prisoners today, starting with you. Let death bring its own freedom, like death to habits that don't reflect you, death to boredom and I don't know how to do it, death to fear. When our heart learns to adjust to transitions, then we will learn how to forgive, and then we will receive the ultimate gift. You get to have a peace of mind. All is well. And that's the story of 13 through the Death Card and Mother Peace Tarot. I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now I know why they call people think 13 is unlucky, because it represents death. And we all don't want to die. We want to hold on. But if you want to experience a new life, you've got to die. It's not always pretty, but death must happen. Thank you, Celeste.
My pleasure.
I appreciate you. All right. You can't be doing the Oprah while reading good news now. Remember Oprah used to say when she was doing news and she would go cover a story and people would be crying and she'd be crying with them and they're like, listen, you're doing the news. You can't be doing that. Oh, yes, you can. You can do it over here. We allow you to cry and read the good news. All right? Oh, did I just put you on blast? My bad.
Yes.
Forgive me.
We're
family. All right. Thank you, Celeste. Yes. Good news Wednesday and good news on the days that I'm flying solo and Celestial Moment every day around one with Celeste Morgan. Now we want to continue conversation on forgiveness with my dear friend, my sister, myself, Violet Light Williams, who is facilitating a workshop, and we're going to give you the details real soon. And then those of you who are in another country, in another state, want to come and just said, oh, after hearing this, I got to get some help. I want to ask my sister, what would you say to people generally about spiritual growth, spiritual awakening, people who are just wanting to be free and those who can't get to your workshop? What gift would you want to leave with them?
Well, three things I'd like to leave with them today about the topic that we're talking about on forgiveness. One of the things, and I do believe that forgiveness truly is one of the major keys to your spiritual growth and development. So number one, you want to be willing to forgive. You have to show up and decide, I am ready to release whatever this experience or situation is that I'm holding on to, whether it is something you're holding on to regarding yourself or someone else. And the second thing is to remember that forgiveness begins in your own heart. It's not about them, but it's about you. It's about you taking responsibility for creating the life, the lifestyle that you truly desire to live. You taking responsibility for creating your own peace. And the third thing is to change any negative experience, you change your thoughts about it. And if you change your thoughts about it, that will support you in changing your belief about it, which supports you in changing your actions, which supports you in drawing the energy, the people, the situations to you that you truly desire. You have to not focus on things that you don't want, but focus on what you do want. As far as spiritual awakening and your spiritual growth, I think that the listeners who are there here today, they've already taken that step because they're with you, Life Coach Ade, listening to your program. So they're already taking a step toward their spiritual awakening and their spiritual growth. But, you know, there are so many avenues. You can go to a spiritual center. You can read spiritual books. You can listen to tapes, listen to inspirational music. And another major key, of course, is to turn within, to get still, to get quiet and meditate and just listen to the messages from the God that dwells within each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm. So true, so true. Life is for living. And the workshop, Violet, what should people expect? How can they find out more information and register and all the good stuff? Give us some information. Those of us who are in Atlanta say, I want to be in the front row because I'm ready to let this stuff go so I can have my shift.
Okay, well, the workshop is Saturday, March 16th from 1 o'clock p.m. to 3 o'clock p.m., and it's at the Spiritual Living Center of Atlanta, and that's 1730 Northeast Expressway in Atlanta, Georgia. The zip code is 30329. You can pre-register for the workshop at my website at www.violettlightwilliams.com. That's violettlightwilliams.com. Or you can actually call 770-449-2523. The workshop is $39 per person, or if you would like to bring a friend, you can bring a friend with you for a discount of $69 for two people.
And all the information for people to go there, they just go to violettlightwilliams.com and click the event tab, and that gives you all the information. And what about, do you have upcoming events for those who can't make Saturday? You have some other things coming up, or people can just check your website for that?
Yes, they can check the website for additional events. I will be speaking at two other locations in Atlanta. We're working on confirming that now, but coming up in April. So just stay tuned to the website, and I will keep that information available for you.
Ah, my sister, anything else you want to share, anything else is bubbling up for you that maybe you're hoping I'll ask or you wished I asked? Here's your moment before we release you.
Well, I just want to thank Celeste for sharing that wonderful, powerful story of forgiveness with us during the break. That was a fantastic story of showing you how a person can release. And I want to thank you very much for having me on the show today. And what I'd like to leave with the listeners is just to let them know and understand that if you are holding on to any negative experiences in your life, remember that it is burdening your spirit, not the other person. And if you are ready to step forward and make change and take responsibility for your own peace and your own joy and your own happiness, join me on Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. And if you're not able to join me, then I'd like to give you just one exercise. Go inside, get still, get quiet, and make a list of everything that you feel you need to forgive yourself for. And continue to make that list every evening for 7 days. And after you make the list, repeat, I release, I let go, I let God. I release, I let go, I let God. I release, I let go, and I let God. And, of course, there are several other exercises that we will work with on Saturday, but that's one that you can start with right now, today.
There you have it. She left you with some tips to tip you over to your greater yet to be. Thank you, my sister. I love you, and thank you for the work you're doing in the world, for keeping the vibration of the planet buzzing and resonating, some just loving energy, and we're all catching it because we know that all it takes is one person to understand and know who they are, and everybody else feels the transformation. So thank you for the work, and we know that your workshop is a success and beyond, and we bless all those that are signing up right now, those who have signed up, those who are waiting to the last minute to sign up. We bless them now, knowing that all is well in their life. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Violet.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Woo! Life is good. It's getting better. Your reason to be here. Don't you go nowhere just because Violet is done. We still go on to 2 o'clock. Don't you dare go nowhere, because if you leave, I won't forgive you. I won't. In this case, I make exception. I won't forgive you. Oh, wait, if I don't forgive you, I'm keeping myself in prison. Oh, okay, well, if you want to leave, go on. I forgive you already. No, the show continues. We continue the conversation about forgiveness. But, you know, life is for living, and life is for giving. Life forgives you, and life gives to you. I shared at the beginning of the show earlier, it's like when we hold on to stuff, when we're holding on, we block our own blessings. You know, no matter how much you want to justify what we went through, you can justify it. You're trying to be right. But you know what? It's time for you to be free. It's time for you to understand yourself as who you really are. Violet, like William shared something at the beginning earlier, she told us about spirit first, mind belongs. No, it's not. Mind follows and body belongs. There it is. I wrote it down somewhere. But I can't find it. But, you know, in the process of life, the idea, the idea is to remember who we are. We are on this planet to understand who we are. And teachers like Violet, like Williams, are supporting you on your process, on your journey. Now, you are always spirit. Violet also shared, I'm a spiritual being having a human experience. What does that mean? Yeah, as a spiritual being that's limitless, that was never born, that would never die, is having this human experience where you experience limitation, where you experience time and space, when you experience people with funky attitude, when we experience not enough. Your reason for being on this planet is to transform the limitations of this planet, is to transform where there is darkness, is to bring your love so people can know that in spite of the so-called appearance of limitation, I can still know myself as love. So when you go through the experience, you've been through crazy experience, you're going through it right now, your responsibility is to remember, who am I? Who am I? I am spirit and a body. What does that mean? For some of us, we can say, well, I really don't know what that means. I hear it. It sounds good, but I don't know. Well, this is where you change your thought. So change your thought to just hearing it and regurgitating it and becoming a parrot. To say, what does that mean that I'm a soul and a body, I'm a spirit and a body? Do your own work. Spend time in nature. Take time to meditate, to just get still and ask God, Spirit, Goddess, Divine Intelligence, the no-thing, the everything, whatever name that you want to call it. It don't care. If you want to identify your itness with he or she, you want to give it a gender, so be it. And get in meditation and just be still. Who am I? Why am I here? And listen. And listen. Yes, there are a lot of horrible things happening on this planet. That's why you're here. That's why you're here. I mean, imagine you came to this planet. You know yourself as who is love, as a transformer. You know, you can transform things just like that. And you are where you want to be. You want to be able to manifest things out of thin air. And you can do that already. What's the point of you being here? If you graduated a class from college, why are you still there? You've got to move on. So it's a universal assignment. It's a global mission. and individually, we came here to make this world a better place. Oh, cliche, yes, but it's true. We came here to heal what was left unhealed by those who came before us. Now, when you think of the experiences that your parents went through, that your dad, your mom went through, your adopted parents went through, you think of what they went through, and sometimes you may have judged it. You may have asked, why would anybody ever do that to their child? I would never do that to my child. You really don't know. That just sounds good. But really, we're not even going to go down that line. If you are in a situation where you look back at your past, when you look at the generations that came before you, and you shake your head and say, that was just wrong. My father was abusive. My mother was on drugs. Or my father didn't protect me. My mother didn't protect me. My uncle, whatever it is, on a spiritual level, let's get clear here, on a spiritual level, you are here to shine light on that dark way of being. People who experience life because they didn't know. Now here's a trick on a spiritual level. Well, maybe they did know. Maybe that's what their soul came here to do. Now we can argue from a body intellectual perspective, but you got to go to the intuitive, go to that inner knowledge, go to the soul level and look at life and know that there's so much more and there's so much that we don't know. There's so much we don't know. And sometimes let's not waste time trying to figure it out. Let's set ourselves free. You are enough. You are loved. And life is for you, not against you. It's time to say yes to your life. And no matter how you try and justify it, rationalize it, if it's causing you pain, better do the work for your own soul salvation. We are going to take a break, come back, continue the conversation, and take your calls, 347-426-3346, and see what's going on in the chat room. This thing called life is not for wimps, you know. It's not for wimps. And if you're alive today, if you're listening to this conversation, pat yourself on the back. If you're at work, go to the restroom and look in the mirror and tell yourself, you know, you've been through hell, but you're still here. You are still here. You may have been broken, oh, but you know what? God was breaking you open so you can see you as love. So you can experience yourself as love. Love will never be contained. It has to be expressed. And if you're not expressing the love that you are, you just may be depressing.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I said it, the new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F-word. How about you?
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer. And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
That's right. We're daring you to live your best life. We're supporting you on the process, and it's quite easy. if you are willing, as Violet shared with us, are you willing? You got to be willing to forgive, to let go. And when you're willing, you can be the love that you wished you had when you were a child. Be the change.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Be the change you want to see. You've got to be willing. Forgiveness begins in your heart. When you forgive, you will feel the difference. You change your thoughts. Why? Because your thoughts are like a tuning knob. Back in the day when we have, gosh, but anyway, back in the day when you have knobs to change, well, you still have knobs. Knobs in cars. You know, when you turn it and tweak it, yeah, you can use your thought to get the highest vibration so that you can set yourself free. It's really simple, not always easy. And here's a little something about forgiveness, which I thought I had. I can't find it. So I'm just going to do this. I was going to share something with you, but I can't find that. So I guess Spirit's saying, no, that's not it. This is what we're going to do. Listen to the story and look at what happens when you're ready to let go of your stuff. Oh my. Tim McAfee Lewis, I forgive me. I forgive you.
I'll never forget that morning. I was just really dealing with some stuff. This song was written one morning. As Reverend Michael was speaking, when Reverend Michael started talking about forgiveness, he talked about a personal experience around forgiveness. And as when he said, I forgive me, as he spoke those words, I remember going to the piano right then and there that flowed through him, and those words from his sermon. This song rose up in me. They just rose up. And it came out as this. In a song. I'm tired of the guilt that brings me pain. Now is the time for me to let go of the shame past behind. See you new. Yes, I'm ready for my change. Now I'm ready, oh no, but it's for my change. And it just simply came out, I forgive
me. I forgive, forgive, I forgive everything. I'm ready for my change. Yeah, I'm ready for my change. I surrender.
Why? 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 Because I'm ready for my change.
Yes, I'm ready for my change. Yes, I am.
Everything that I've been holding on to, all my stuff, all my years, all my weeks, all my days of not feeling good enough, not being smart enough, not being kind enough, not being loving enough, I let go.
Michael Beckwith all up in my cheek. All right, go ahead.
Just really getting to the place where we just forgive ourselves. And then in that capacity to forgive ourselves, we also have the capacity to forgive others.
Mm. And so it is, because when you can look at your life and look at everything that you have gone through, and it does take courage to forgive. But more importantly, when you recognize that you are so much more than the stories, that you're so much more than the experience you went through, that you are God in action, and you are here to represent God. God is on this planet, and you know you have a mission. You know you're here for a purpose. You're like, oh, forget this. I am forgiving and letting go because I'm here for something big. Now, take your time. It's a process. Sometimes you have to go back over and over and keep doing it and keep doing it. You know, you got to keep, don't do it. Don't say it. Don't do it. Anyway, you got to keep just working it and keep working it. Sometimes you have a clothes, a dress, or a shirt or whatever that has a stain on it. And you think, oh, yeah, I got this bleach or whatever you bought from the grocery store, you put it on there, you wash it, and you know it's going to come out right, and then you look at it and say, it didn't come out completely, and then you might wash it again, and then eventually, oh, now it's clean. It's time for you to clean up those old BS, the old belief system that is attached to your vibration, to your energy. You are here to vibrate light. So make sure you join. I couldn't resist the segue, so it's coming. Wait for it. Make sure you join Violet. You know, that crown chakra wisdom. She shines the light on you, and then you can say, I am. I have the will to change my life. Woo! Yes, I'll play with her name. Why not? She ain't tripping. I ain't. Yeah, she ain't tripping. Join her Saturday, September. What in the world? Where? What zone? March 16th, 2013. And check out her website address at violetlightwilliams.com. When you forgive yourself, it is easy to forgive others. It is. Because forgiveness means looking at what you went through and look at it and have compassion for yourself and even be willing to say, you know, I don't know why my soul went through that. I don't know how I went through that. I don't know. They say I choose my parents. I don't understand all that stuff. What I know is it was painful. It was painful, but now I'm willing to set myself free. I'm going to change my thoughts. I'm going to change how I view my life. So when somebody else is going through a challenge, oh, you can forgive them. Why? Because you understand. And when you understand, you open the door for compassion. With compassion, there is no judgment. With compassion comes unconditional love. Really, that's what it is. Forgiveness is only for the human experience. Forgiveness is to remind you that you are one with the one, you're one with God. And God is unconditional love, and that there's a part of you that holds no judgment. There's a part of you that can never be abused. There's a part of you that will never be unhealthy. But on this human plane, we are programmed with all kinds of stuff. Substitute that for something else. But when you let the stuff go, you say, here it is, I'm throwing it up, let it hit the fan, and then you can experience a holy shift. You say, holy shift, I am free. It's a game. It's a game, and there's so much more. There's so much we don't understand. Bless those who hurt you. Love those who betrayed you. Embrace those who are attacking you. Because you only get to keep what you give away. Now, you may think that's a simple thing, talking about blessing those who curse you. Now, you got to go to a deeper place in consciousness. You got to go to a place where you understand, and Violet was reminding us about this, that you're not a victim. You're not a victim. You're not. Now, if you believe and think you're a victim, if you have stories and facts to say, what do you mean I'm not a victim? How dare you? Okay, good. Now, I want you to find somebody and sit with them an hour, a day, a week, a month, years, for whatever is needed to clean the story up. What I mean by clean it up is tell the story, tell your victim story until you get tired of your own story. Like, damn, I'm still telling this story. It happened when I was 5. I'm 75 years old. Now, that's when you set yourself free, because you can be a victim of your own story. It's time to let it all go. Let it all go. Wednesday. That's right. This is the last show for this week. And tomorrow is the play experience with Obasis Affair. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciate yourself today? If not, you better get to it. Passionately love and appreciate yourself, and also join Ambassador tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, to hear more about playing with yourself, taking time to just honor who you are. Play is important for your soul salvation. Play is important for your spiritual growth and transformation. And on Sunday, we have Celeste Morgan, the host of the Celestial Moment. But Celestial Show on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Now, a couple of tips here to add to what Violet gave us. This is a really simple tip. If you can bring yourself to do this, it's gone. You're going to breathe in some fresh air. Slow down. And if that's too complicated to understand, I can't make it any simpler. I'm sorry. Learn to slow down, enjoy life. Learn to slow down and listen to yourself. Learn to slow down and
feel what you feel. Stop denying who you are. Stop denying your experience. Oh, yes, I know. That sounds like. Did you just say let go of the story? Yes, yeah, sometimes we hold on to the stories because we're not feeling the story. We're not sitting with the story and see what it has for us. Violet sat with her story. She said, okay, come here. You've been getting on my nerves. I'm frustrated, but I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Okay, God, what's the lesson here? What did I need to learn? What was the story? What were you trying to tell me? And God was able to tell her, this is so bigger than you. So spend some time with your story. Get with it. Cry, yell, scream, and get the lesson. Get the blessing. And then release yourself to go transform other people. And it doesn't mean that you're going to be doing a workshop or write a book, but you can transform your own family. You can transform your husband, your wife, your partner, your children, your neighborhood. You can be a story that is written about, and we get to read about the power, get to read about your life and how you are serving the world. It's time to release the show. We played T. McAfee Lewis earlier. You can find out more about him by going to agapelive.com, agapelive.com. Today's Wednesday, so yes. He'll be there jamming on the piano. And you can also find him on, what's that place called again? That cafe that we all hang out and tell our business or pretend we're all experts on everything, especially we're experts on other people's stuff. You know that cafe? Facebook Cafe. What people need to do, people need this truth. Just, people don't need nothing. People need you to shut up. Oh, my God. I love myself. And it's time to release the show. And we have a beautiful song from the Agape Choir again. And the song is Return to Me. Forgiveness returns you to yourself. Let's see, anything else I need to say or do before we release the show? What's going on in the chat room? Everyone is meditating, going, oh. Those of you listening on the phone lines, thank you. Thank you for listening. Those of you listening on the archive, I appreciate you. Thank you for being here, for sharing the show. Whatever you do, just catch it and taking in the inspiration and letting your life be an example of the truth that the great ones taught. Jesus, Buddha, you name it, whatever. You know, all the teachers out there, the reason we're here is to be an example of their teaching. Every time you like something on Facebook, every time you retweet something on Twitter because it touches you. Take a breath, breathe it in, read it a second time, embody it, and then click like or retweet or all the other social network before you share it on YouTube. Take it in. Be the change you want to see, because really the journey is about returning to yourself. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I'm thankful for you being part of my experience and welcoming me into yours. And don't forget, slow down. Slow down. You're already there. Yourself is waiting for you. If you're rushing, yourself is saying, what about me? What about me? And you know exactly what you need to be happy, to be joyful, to be peaceful. And you start by being love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And be loved. And when you can do all one or two or three of the things that we've shared with you today, we've thrown all kinds of stuff at you. If you could just sit with one of them, just simply be willing. Oh, you're returning to yourself. Return to me, the Agape Choir. I'm out of here. I love you.
Return to me, agapelive.com, agapelive.
Return to me. Return to me. With every breath, return. In
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.